You're listening to Thunder Quack Podcast Network.
Back to Quiver the Green Arrow podcast. This is our 16th episode of season 5 for the episode Checkmate. I am one of your hosts, Michael Cohen.
And I'm your other host, Amanda Konkin.
I was so busy worrying about next week's episode title that I forgot what this week's was for a half a second there.
The only reason I remembered it is because of Smallville.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny because I think we brought up Checkmate a few episodes back because we were talking about Amanda Waller.
Yeah.
I think maybe when we were talking about Suicide Squad.
Something like that, yeah.
But yeah, that was the first thought that I had as well because Checkmate was the Argus analog in Smallville. Decent episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, like, some people online are saying that it was a great episode. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I agree with that. Chase is an awesome bad guy.
Yeah, he really
He's so good.
Yeah.
Like, everything that's gotten us to this point was kind of crazy. And then for him to be revealed, and the bigger thing in this episode for it to be that, like, he's not even the big bad, right? Tully is really the big bad.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So he's the Sebastian Blood. Prometheus is a better Sebastian Blood.
Yeah.
Because we thought, oh, Prometheus is going to be the big bad guy. And then it's revealed, like, no, this is all just Tully is. So I was watching, and then I was like, oh, I was half right, because I thought that Prometheus was going to turn out to be Talia,
right.
But it's like, oh,
but
no.
But it is kind of.
Maybe it's a way
of them doing that. I thought it was interesting that she'd never told him her last name, which we just all totally took for granted. So I kind of like...
I did say, like, oh, she never said her last name. I don't think... Maybe, that might have been the episode that you missed.
Maybe, yeah.
I think it might have been me and Curtis.
Like, that would make sense that... It's a weird thing.
Maybe that was
thing,
me and Andy, but
it makes sense that if she never did, I mean, it's sort of going by name recognition, right? Like, that was like a good play on the, like, using an established.
Although,
villain.
Like, the one part of it that I find completely ridiculous is that Oliver tracks down this hidden monastery on a top of a mountain, and he does it without knowing her whole name.
Right,
like, how does he? How does he not, at some point, looking for her, discover her last name is
Al-Ghul? Cool.
I guess maybe she gave him a different last name. I don't know. But it's a little bit... That was a little bit like... You guys weren't really paying attention to your own story. But I'll let it go, because it's Arrow. And, you know, like, they've done worse. They've done way worse.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's actually jump into an email.
Sweet. Did we do an email?
I think
we didn't do anything last week.
Yeah,
here forever.
Yeah. Well, it was 1 week off, but yes.
I didn't get to see your baby for a whole week, and it was sad.
Here we go. This one's from Sarah Beth, and Sarah Beth writes in to say, "Hi, Mike and Amanda. I really like Dinah. I mean, really like her a lot. I also really like this episode. I especially like the Felicity storyline. I like that she's getting into trouble and knows it, but chooses it anyway. I didn't see this coming in that direction either. I didn't think Adrian would actually kill his wife. Does this mean that the real big bad is Talia, kind of like Sebastian Blood was the bad guy, but then the real big bad ended up being Deathstroke? I'm excited to see where they take the storylines in future. In future news, David Ramsey posted somewhere that Audrey Anderson was on set, so I guess Lila will be back very soon.
Yay.
That makes me very happy. Thanks, guys. Sarah Beth. And I mean, like, they're sort of right at filming, I think, the finales now in the next, you know, couple weeks, I think. So if she's back, it means that she'll probably be back around the end of the season. If that, I think I know the picture that she's talking about on Instagram.
I think I saw it too. Yeah.
Yeah. The better picture on Instagram from the 2 weeks that we were off was a picture of Paul Blackthorne with the Abercrombie Ollie wig on. It was. It's.
I
so
didn't
good.
See that.
It's so good. Here, I'm gonna find. I have it. I have it bookmarked on my Instagram.
Nice. He's pretty. I do like Paul Blackthorne's. I didn't know you could.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, it's so good. He looks it's great. So good.
That actually looks. That works.
Audio listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good on him. He looks good with that. We forgot what he looks like with hair. Yeah. I thought for when I was scrolling through Instagram at first, I thought like, oh, are they doing like a flashback with Detective Lance? No, he was just putting on a silly wig.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously we just talked about the idea that Talia is actually the bad guy.
Yeah.
For the season.
Which is cool. We wanted that to sort of happen.
Yeah, and it's cool that she's tied into the flashbacks as well. So.
And it's cool that she's not the bad guy in the flashbacks. I kind of like that. Like the idea that she's only in the
it's only after he kills her father that she turns on him, right? So that's why like she hasn't been a threat previously, but now she is because he killed her father.
Mm-hmm.
And so now what is this a year and a half later, she's enacting her revenge, right?
So, I mean, we can speculate when we get into the episode, but I feel like I want this to go somewhere. That's my only biggest thing with this, is that they've set up this whole thing that they're going to change Ollie or something.
Yeah.
And we kept saying that they were going to make Felicity a bad guy, which I still hope they kind of do, because she's now doing whatever she can to be sort of bad.
Yeah.
But is that sort of what they're setting up for Ollie? Like, that's the only thing I could see at the end.
I don't think so. I think they're setting us up with a season finale where he can no longer be the Green Arrow.
Right, okay.
But they, you know, it'll be like all season finales. It'll be like this big, bold proclamation that he can't be the Green Arrow anymore. He'll be outed, I'm sure, by the end of the season. And that'll be one of the reasons why he can't be the Green Arrow anymore.
Yeah.
On the run or something like that. And then we'll resolve it in the first two or three episodes of the season next year.
You know, like he left to not be the Green Arrow to go marry Felicity and then came back immediately and was the Green Arrow.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and they'll be like, oh, well, it's been 3 months, you guys. And it's like, well,
no.
But it hasn't. It's also the next episode, so. But I'm sure that they'll do something like that, something similar to that. But with that, let's just jump in. Let's just jump right into the episode. We're under the gun. We're racing against the clock of a sleeping baby that could wake up at any second and derail the podcast. Here we go. We're starting up with this. This is the previously on. I don't know if it's just my recording. I'm recording on WPIX 11.
Oh, that's the
which is the
LA
New York
version or the New York one?
No, it's the New York affiliate. Oh, yeah. And I feel like they're coming in at the previously on and they're cutting out the...
Right. They might.
I need to be something else. But or either that or maybe it just wasn't on this week's episode because there's so much to cover in this previously on.
Yeah, fair. Because there actually was stuff that has consequences for this week's episode, which is kind of cool.
He's a bad guy.
He is. He's a good bad guy. I enjoyed it.
So we open up on mountains... On these.
There is a little guy climbing on the mountain. This is super fake, but...
Yeah, oh, super duper fake. I don't know why they had that shot.
Before
just start
the shot.
This shot,
yeah,
right?
Like, it makes no sense.
Like, the blue-screened one was a little bit much.
Yeah.
Something
about a demon?
Yeah. Maybe
so
lemon?
So that would be, like, the demon, right? The, like, the...
yeah, well, she's the daughter. She's
the daughter
of the demon,
of the demon,
right?
Whatever, yeah.
But yeah, so doors with spikes on them.
Mm-hmm.
Reusing old set elements from the Nanda Parbat.
It does
I'm
look
sure.
Like, it does look like Nanda Parbat, which is intentional. So that does not seem like a good enough coat.
to be climbing up the mountains.
Yeah.
So a bunch of
Are these a bunch of female ninjas?
I don't know. I wasn't.
Cool.
I'm going to be honest. I just looked at them as ninjas, and I'm going to congratulate myself on that because I didn't even.
But I do think that was a woman. The first.
The
woman
first one
actually,
was definitely a woman, but I don't know that they're all women.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, even if they aren't, it's
No, I don't think they are.
Yeah.
Like, here's the deal. That's the Arrow stunt team.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all of them. There's yeah. a reason why their faces are covered.
Yeah.
It's so that we don't recognize them. Man, her. I just have to say, her hair is fabulous.
Oh, yes. Of course
I'm
it
so
is.
Used to her having short hair from Andromeda.
Oh, right, yeah,
that,
yeah.
Like, that for her to have like this longer. Long, luscious hair is like, oh, man, she looks really good with hair like that. And I just, I'm really into the side-swept bangs
it's good. They're
deal
good
right
look.
Now. That's
good look.
That's my jam at the moment.
They work. I love that she's just, like, circling him.
Yeah.
So anyways, she's giving it enough... him the information sort of here, right? Like,
yeah.
And so it starts off with a, like, this is it. Like, we're laying it all out.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't remember what the headline
is. You're close. Yeah. It's impossible to sing the Arrow theme song because it's just... It is just the dun, 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 dun. And then it just goes, doop. And it's like, okay, whatever. Like, you can't make that sound. A human being can't make that sound.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm putting a challenge out there. If any of our listeners think they can do it, then she's just a little mad. She's just a little bit mad.
Because she did literally just say, me and my father went through different paths, but you killed him anyways, and he was my dad, so
yeah,
I care. But, you know. It's all good.
I thought
they were going to cut to the theme. That's why I was saying the theme.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's sad. Like, this is just going on and on.
They should have. But
she's saying...
No, it's on this. So he calls himself Adrian. Jesus.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
And then we go...
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. And dun, then the dun, Arrow dun. Logo.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah. But okay. You're close.
So good.
Come
for the talking, stay for the singing. That's our motto.
Is it? I don't think that is.
I don't think it is. So they have more women.
Yeah.
Even though they're bad guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, yet to be seen, but obviously.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, Tali is a bad guy. This chick is nefarious.
Yeah.
And who is the third person? Oh, Susan. I don't like her. So she's in bad guy category in my brain.
Even though she's not really.
Even though she's not really.
She's kind of, yeah, a little bit chaotic, but not necessarily evil. Mm-hmm.
Was that about the neural technology that she has in her back? Because it said that they were working on something like that at Palmer Tech or whatever.
I don't know. Maybe. It might be. Yeah, I hope so, because maybe that's foreshadowing the storyline. If they do that story...
Which story?
The controlling her through the chip of her back, like,
yeah,
rewriting her. It's like, that would
that'd
be awesome,
really,
but I'll also feel a little bit cheated, because it's like, oh, I did say that 2 years ago.
What is Helix? Do we know? Is that something that exists in the comics?
I don't think so.
So it's probably its own thing?
Yeah, I think Helix is just...
Who is this? This is just some confusing,
yeah.
Because... They don't have a...
She's just, like, in
some
office person.
Because Thea's gone?
Yeah, I guess. This is so good. Okay. These are, like, my guilty... what is it? Guilty pleasure?
Yeah.
Sorts of scenes. There's a scene just like this in Attack of the Clones, which is arguably one of the worst Star Wars movies, although it's a Star Wars movie, so it's still better than most things. But I forgive everything else in Attack of the Clones because it has the scene where Jango and Obi-Wan have their whole conversation in front of Lama Su, one of the Kaminoans, and Boba. That's like, it's all
it's
like
about,
between
like,
the lines where he's like, ever been as far in as Coruscant? And he's like, no, I don't think so. I maybe for business. And it's like, what kind of business is it? Because I'm a bad guy. Yeah, it's a... it's all like between the lines. It's all like the subtext.
Yeah.
And that scene reminded me so much.
And where
of that.
It very specifically is like, you may have been asleep the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so good.
Ollie just shot that dude. Rarely does Ollie shoot people.
Not in this.
I mean, well,
in these flashbacks.
He's
been shooting quite a few people.
That's true.
Excuse me. That was a yawn. That was a really bad thing to do on a podcast.
It's not good. I was sort of talking and then you had to answer, so. You were in the middle.
Poor Anatoly, he's still roughed up, because technically it's like
so,
the next day.
Yeah. Well, that was a kind of a cool transition.
Transitions were decent this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a couple of pretty good ones.
The thing is, he looks like a bad guy. He just, like...
But the thing, the thing about that is that he did such a good job of being a wolf in sheep's clothing for the first half of the season.
Yeah,
to the point that, I was cheering for him. I was like, oh, man, I can't wait for them to reveal that he's the vigilante, right? Mm-hmm. And for us to, and then for him to, be on their team, sort of, right?
Totally. Because I like him, and now I'm sad because when you're a villain... It's really hard unless
it means you're gonna die unless you're Deathstroke.
Unless you're Tessa from stupid Smallville. Tessa from Flash, Blast from the Past. Oh no, her name was Tess too. Gosh, Tesses are worse. On Roswell, freaking Tess was. Ugh. Anyways, Roswell best.
So basically, Ollie is like, I'm just gonna kill you. And he's like, you could kill me, but I've got your girlfriend, and if you kill me, she dies.
I don't know why he didn't just kill him immediately earlier. But
yeah, and then,
whatever.
And then,
but now they have this talky-talk. But, here's the thing. They are going to find her, so, kill him.
But...
I don't know.
But who knows, because, there's two things going on here. The whole point of this episode is that he's five steps ahead of them.
It's true.
And then the other point of this episode is that Chase is not five steps ahead of them.
Yeah.
Talia is five steps ahead of them. Yeah, that's true. Fast forwarding through these commercials. And that's the whole point is that, by the end of the episode, we reveal that, no, Talia is there.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah.
So, if they killed Chase, then she just would have killed over. Susan,
yeah, that's
right?
True.
Like,
that's true.
So in the end, it is the right decision to make. It's just hard to see.
Right. Yeah,
right. Immediately. True. Right.
I know people hate us talking about the commercials.
Yeah.
But that commercial of the guy that does movie quotes consistently.
Yeah.
It's about unlimited data or something or some plan. I love it.
Oh.
It's pretty great. Oh, is this a Flash?
No, it's a Flash superhero crossover. Yeah. The musical.
Everybody's really excited.
We're back in now.
My buddy said he wants to come over and watch it, even though he hasn't watched any of The Flash and Superman. Or Supergirl.
Yeah.
Dinah, being awesome. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that in Sarah Beth's email, but Dinah is great.
Oh, she's the best.
Yeah.
She's the best.
Yeah.
So good that, we've forgotten about our whole, crusade for Katie Cassidy.
Exactly,
poor Katie Cassidy.
We're fine.
Poor
Katie Cassidy. She's, the lead on another show. She's fine.
Is she?
Isn't she on? Oh, no. Oh, I thought of... I'm sorry. I wasn't with Sarah. Katie Cassidy.
Not yet. She'll get
what
something.
Is the name of Sarah? What is Sarah Lance's...
Katie Lotz.
Katie Lotz. Okay, you know what? They're both Katie's. Give me that pass.
Yeah.
I get a pass. Anyways, but it's a... They're talking about Thea because she's not here.
Yeah.
Which I do like. That they're like, remember that other character? That we just need to make sure she's okay. Somebody posted a meme from Parks and Rec after this, and it was kind of good about people saying I should not have done that, everybody, and it's the idea that everybody's gonna be in trouble now that Oliver's
in
nature. So
next week's episode's gonna suck. I'm just letting everybody know way ahead of time. It's gonna be a really bad episode because it is going to, I'm calling this right now before we even see the previously on. Ollie gets captured at the end of the episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so next week is going to be him chained up, getting tortured by Chase and Talia in present day with the team looking for him. And 90% of the episode's going to be flashbacks. It's going to be that episode for this season.
Because we haven't been doing anything in the flashbacks, so we need to go there. You were totally right. And then we're going to reveal some stuff with Tali in the past.
The only thing that can bring that concept back is if Dolph Lundgren comes back next week.
Right.
And he's prominent in that episode, which, I think they it's about time for him to show up again.
Right. That actually, they have been setting this up, and we know something has to happen.
Yeah.
So what's happening is basically they went in and they shot all the leaders in that space. So now they have
They were having their showdown or whatever, and Ollie showed up with the evidence to prove that what's his pickle is the bad guy.
Right, and now nobody will believe them.
Gregor,
they just go back.
Yeah, is the bad guy, and so Gregor pulled a gun on the rest of the, and like his guys, so they had their shootout, but Gregor escaped. So now they're talking about like what are we gonna do next?
Yeah. I know someone who can get us through the door. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
So it's probably Tali. Yeah.
Yeah. So here we've come back to Chase's mother's house.
Yeah, they tried to go in. This is totally. It's
really the only lead.
Definitely the Flash's house. Like I don't know.
Yeah,
the,
same
this
house.
This is 100% the same house. So, but not and like his mom, like the house that his parents died in. It's like crazy that they're using the same house. Anyways, they're going upstairs. Oh right, they find her upstairs. So,
well, they find the video.
The video, yeah. Creepy serial killer.
It is about time for Dinah to get her costume, but
doesn't she have one on?
Well, she's got a leather jacket and a mask, but that's not really a superhero costume.
I guess so. It's okay. I mean, I guess. Yes.
I mean, she looks good.
Yeah, but she
I'm not gonna
have,
argue.
Like, an actual costume.
But yeah.
Oh, I like the Wild Dog is like working still at the like.
Yeah,
the mayor's office.
I like that they've paired these two up. That like these two are the dudes at the mayor's office.
Yeah,
because like,
they work.
He's Detective Lance's assistant.
Love Detective Lance just being like so out of sorts.
And he just wants to beat the crap out of him, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man,
he's
so
good.
He's such a good
where did this guy come from?
I know, right?
That he's this good.
I know.
And you know what it is? It's the eyebrows. Look at his eyebrows.
It's true, and the way he uses them.
Yeah,
is, like,
they're so thick, but then it's like that straight line across the top, and he's got the way that they light his face. They they shade in his eyes, and it just makes him so.
Because, like, he's looked evil the whole time, but we just, like, let him be nice because we, like,
but he kept smiling and keeping his eyebrows up. And now they're down, and now that they're down, it's like, oh, no, he's a bad guy.
Yeah. I love Wild Dog being, like, his face is so light, too. Like, here's the thing, too. Like, he was, like, reacting and smiling, but, like, I mean, still mad. But, like, there is something in
this season has been so incredible in the way that it has taken characters that we have no reason to love and like warming us up to them.
Yeah.
It's been so good.
Totally.
To the point that like when some of them leave, we're like, why are these people leaving?
No. Hashtag Regman.
Yeah, like why is he gone? I don't understand why he left.
Regman. But like for reals though, because I want him back.
Yeah.
I guess because Mr. Terrific needed a power, so then they, like, had to upgrade the special effects. They could only have one.
Yeah.
One bad guy with special effects. So, okay.
They've broken into Chase's house, which I'm pretty sure is a redecked Diggle apartment. Shot from different
which
angles.
Which is a redecked Katie Cassidy's apartment, or...
Possibly.
Or, no, redecked Felicity's apartment. Right? Remember every once in a while we went to Felicity's apartment? I don't know, whatever. They're all the same species. So he's trying to reason with her. Which makes it all the more frustrating later on in the episode when she gets brought in. And all I could think of is I was like, she's so gonna die. Like, of course she's dead.
Yeah.
Like, it was a thing where I'm like, how, Ollie, did you not understand that that is what was gonna happen? That, like, obviously he's gonna kill his wife because he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was very odd that they let her get as close to him as they did.
Yeah, that they tried to like.
It's like this is your one bargaining chip, and this is how you're going to use it.
Did the police just call him a douchebag? That's fun. That's
great. I like how suspension of disbelief. This is a superhero TV show. I'm going to fast forward. Those cops.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ESU, right? So they're like, these are guys are like their task force.
Yeah.
There is no way that when he reaches for his back, that they would not have lit him up.
Right, yeah. That's true.
Like, they would have just started shooting and not stopped until he was on the ground, and then probably kept going once he was on the ground. If the videos that I have seen on the internet are any indication, that's how cops do that. It's like you
to make sure that they're not gonna escape.
Yeah, and it's like it's one thing, like, you know, like they will do that when there's the possibility of a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at a dude who's literally like bristling with weapons, right? Yeah, like with deadly items. Like he's got throwing knives and arrows and
so many different things.
We're back. If he reaches for anything, you pull a trigger.
Yeah.
Right?
That also often happens, though, where it's, like, one of those, that's those convenient suspension disbelief where it always happens, right? Where, like, if you need them to be shot at, then they'll get shot at, and if you need them to survive, then they'll survive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is, whatever. Superhero TV show. Ugh, and Ollie, stop hitting yourself for this stupid relationship. Like, I don't understand. I can only hear him whine about relationships so much. Like,
yeah, before it gets really...
already annoying.
Yeah, she's only in danger because of me. It's like, actually, she's known that you were the Green Arrow for a while, and she decided to continue the relationship, so... And also, the things that she was doing before, narratively, I'm not saying that anybody deserves to be kidnapped and tortured.
Of course not.
But from a narrative perspective, she's reaping what she sowed, right?
She was in danger already. She was endangering herself.
Yeah.
So
she was going down that path. So
not to be kidnapped. She did get kidnapped because of him. So we won't like negate that.
Yes.
But like it's the same thing where people like what Lois Lane. She puts herself in danger already. It's one of the reasons I love Lois and Clark as like they're my favorite. I mean, we talk about it all the time, but they're my absolute favorite.
Yeah.
Because like Lois is allowed to do whatever she's allowed to do, and then when she gets kidnapped, it's not her fault and it's not Superman's fault. She just happens to do busy like things that put her in harm's way. Like anyways, so
Oliver and Felicity are having a heart to heart about Felicity not being around, not because they feel like, because, you know, like, Ollie is...
I love that he said, like, when she was gonna, like, getting the tongue lashing, he's like, you don't work for me.
Yeah, right? Like, you're not in trouble.
Like, yeah.
It's more so that Prometheus is out there, and we're all in danger, and if we can't reach you on your phone, we're worried that he's killed you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, so it's more of, like, just communicate. Tell us where you went and everything's fine. You can go do what you need to do. But just more examples of Ollie being completely rational and decent and Felicity overreacting to things.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, not quite as annoying as normal. But.
Yeah. Oh, that building is sweet. Really, solid one. His wife is wearing beautiful colors, too. She, like, pops when everybody else is so dark. Like, it's crazy.
It's true, yeah. Yeah, she's kind of, I think so that she's a focus, right? Because otherwise she'd kind of fade
into the background. Just be in the background, yeah, that's true.
But she is really kind of one of the main focuses of this. You're kind of listening to them and looking at her, right? Yeah,
and it's setting it up for you to, because you only got to see her one other time, but they really need to set it up so that you care about what happens to her.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's just kind of...
So Ollie basically... throwing down the ultimatum to turn himself in 24 hours. Or the ESU will be instructed to shoot on site.
Why did he do that? I don't get it.
Because he just won't put himself in a position where the ESU are going to see him.
Okay, yeah, fair.
I think that's his game plan here.
Right? Was this all one big shot? Because that was really good. That was really well done. That was really well done. Was that whole scene?
Yeah.
That whole scene.
That's impressive, actually. That's a good point. Like, that was all one shot. One take.
That was really good. Very cool. Kudos. I don't think they've done something like that in a while.
Yeah. What a setup that would have been, because that, like, the rack focus right at the end.
Yeah, you get it right. Yeah, yeah. Good job to the first AD.
Yeah.
If you don't... Oh, no. First AC, sorry. First assistant camera, for those that don't know, or is the person in charge of the focus. The two most important people on set. Yeah,
like,
the first AC and the sound guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works with... first of all, it was a Steadicam shot.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, like, I know, like, on dolly shots and stuff like that, if you're going to do, like, a rack zoom or a stationary shot, the first AC will be, like, basically...
On the camera,
you mark where the focus, like, you mark the notches where the focus is going to move, and then, you just do it in time, and it's all about, like, everybody just being where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
That was another one of the good transitions.
Oh, that's a cool, the door opening, shutting.
But with a dolly shot like that, and then with digital cameras nowadays, I have to imagine that they can do it remotely.
Yeah, you pull focus remotely on a, and you sit in the screen, like the screen will be there, and then they look at the, actually look at the camera.
I have all of this knowledge, and it's all from like the cusp of the digital era, because of when I went to school.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then I haven't been on set for probably 6 or 7 years.
Oh yeah.
Right. So. And so like I don't know what the technology is like now, but it's like that's the most logical thing.
Yeah.
Is that
they sit in a corner with a monitor and they turn the focus. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Which allows you to be able to pull focus on a Steadicam shot.
Yeah.
Which a few years ago you wouldn't have been able to do that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or the person operating the Steadicam would have had to
pull their own
basically
focus.
pull focus right at the end there, which would have been so hard.
Yeah. Anyways, we talked over a bunch of stuff, but it was, you know, flashbacks. And
it was flashbacks.
I love that Felicity's just letting this girl know about, like, everything that she's doing in her life. Like, I don't know.
So, this girl, I can't remember her name, which I should look it up.
She's Helix Girl.
And I'm going to look it up because I need to know the actress's name as well.
Right.
She was actually on Hannibal, which which is one of my all-time favorite shows. If you haven't watched Hannibal and you can handle
gore and grossness,
yeah, ridiculous gore, but almost like there are moments in Hannibal where the gore is actually kind of specifically meant to be beautiful. Casey Roll is the actress. Kojo Sledgehammer is her character's name.
What? Oh yeah, because it's a hacker name.
Yeah.
Right, because we were supposed to think it was a guy, so they made it all like.
But yeah, she was in Hannibal, and she's great in that. But that really like it was. I can't remember who pointed it out to me, but somebody online pointed it out that obviously she's a bad guy because she's typecast.
Oh, in Hannibal. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Why
does he keep stabbing people in the stomach? That just seems like the worst way to kill somebody. I don't know. But
yeah,
I mean, I guess it was effective.
Well, he doesn't even kill him, right? He just ends up in a coma.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Poor Pike.
But he was on to something, right? Like he was gonna look.
Yeah,
into
Ollie had given him
the information about the lead.
It's Adrian is the guy.
Yeah.
So obviously Chase must have had like the room bugged or expected Oliver to do that.
Yeah.
Or, like was watching him or something like that. Yeah, so they're going in
Chase Adrian's there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the name Chase better than Adrian. Why is he Adrian?
Adrian Chase in the comics is the vigilante.
What the dude? Seriously?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You know what? They did. It was. He was supposed to be the vigilante, and then they just messed it up. And they were like,
After the fact, they changed it.
Because maybe it was literally supposed to be Tali, and that is why then she's still the bad guy. But, like, man, maybe they don't know what they're doing with the vigilante now. Maybe the vigilante's going to save him in the next episode. Because he's like, I'm here to kill Ollie. You don't get to kill him. Anyway, sorry. But, like, why did just punch him in the face? I don't know why he doesn't just punch him a couple times. Like, even if you're not going to kill him right now, just still punch him. He deserves to be punched.
Nobody's got the finger point.
I was going to say, that is a very solid finger point.
Yeah, and he's like, and he's poking him. There's nothing more, I think, aggressive than poking someone in the chest.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Like, I honestly think that there's a quiet restraint in just, like, forcefully poking a single finger into someone's chest that is way more aggressive and way more intimidating than what he's doing now.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is why, like, this is to illustrate his own point of, like you realize how impotent that sounds.
Yeah.
So Oliver loses it, right?
And
he loses his composure and grabs him.
Ooh, this is great.
Because he knows that he can't do anything.
Like, in the darkness, so you just see their backs, the other sides of their faces lit.
I'm coming around. This is actually a pretty good episode. I'm gonna upgrade this from an okay episode to a pretty good episode.
Yeah, it's more so, and
there's
not
a lot of suspense
for the plot, but for like the way that it's being handled.
It's You know what? Like, it's performances.
Yeah.
In the first couple of seasons, there were some really great moments for performances. Mm-hmm. And then in the last two seasons, there really haven't been.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's either been, like, way too amped up. Fast forwarding through commercials again. It's either been way too amped up or it's just been action.
Right.
Right? Like, amped up in terms of, like, the melodrama.
Yeah.
But in this, like, the stakes are clear. They are about as high as they get. Because an innocent person is in danger, and it's an innocent person that Ollie cares about.
They're surprisingly in more danger than the whole city of Haven Rock was.
Yeah. She's expendable from a storytelling
standpoint. Yeah, which means that she could actually die.
Yeah, so she could actually die. Back now. So I... Yeah, like, it's actually... Like, the suspense and the stakes are actually really, really high. And so the performances get to reflect that. Like, this scene is fantastic.
I didn't know what he pulled down first. I didn't realize it was his thing. I just saw him destroying all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, he went...
The scene's so good, because it's just crazy. Like... Yeah. It's just rage, right? He's just angry. And like, Chase was saying, he's impotent, so what's he going to do? He's got to go back to the cave and prove that he's a man, right?
Can I just say how much I love that they're holding a meeting in this
game? In this hockey rink?
It's so great.
It's, yeah.
With people playing hockey. That's just like, they just have this gang that comes in and...
Yeah.
And like, meets while they play hockey.
Yeah, I've been in these tunnels. This is all at the Coliseum, the Pacific Coliseum. So this is like underneath the stands.
Right.
This is where like the dressing rooms and stuff
are. Oh, I love this. My favorite line in like the last couple episodes is what are you doing with your voice?
Yeah, it's good.
Thanks for Jesus. Because that is one of the first times that he sort of does the like all over.
But this arena that they're in is the Pacific Coliseum, and it's where I'm pretty sure it's the Coliseum.
This is so small. This is probably out in Langley or something.
Maybe it's where the Giants play now. Out in
It makes sense if it's somewhere small.
Yeah.
we just accidentally hacked a DHS drone. I love this. Sorry. Carry on. What were you saying?
I thought it was the Coliseum. And no,
it's because all hockey tunnels look exactly the same.
Yeah.
It does seem like a hockey tunnel that they would use in Russia as well. So, is Felicity going straight up bad guy? Or her dad guy? I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, she's becoming the calculator, right? Yeah, and that's, you know, she's already Overwatch, which is already kind of like a bad guy-ish sounding name.
Yeah.
But, so funny, they have to use this set. It's almost like if they don't use the set, if they can't justify it, then they have to tear it down.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's have this hacking session here. And actually, it kind of makes sense because you don't want anybody to be in the Arrow Cave.
That's true.
His flip out. Yeah. So, yeah.
And this way, if they track it back, they'll just track it back to a house instead of the Arrow Cave.
That's true.
I don't know. So now this is the third person coming on board.
A house that's registered to Thea, I think.
Yeah, that's true. So, Felicity now having all of her big brother friends talk to her about what she's doing and trying to convince her to do right.
Yeah, basically everybody's telling her that she's screwing up and she's continuing to do it anyways.
Yeah.
So we get a Diggle Mentor moment.
Oh, I thought you were trying to come up with one of their Deloliver.
Oh.
Or a All-Eagle. All-Eagle.
Yeah, there you go. This is just one of their chats.
Their bromance moments.
Yeah.
But basically, Ollie doesn't really destroy the Arrow Cave very often. I think he's having a little bit of a mental break. But, I don't know, this seems like the same story. They keep doing the same thing about him, like, being like, oh, I can't trust anybody. I should trust everybody. I trust everybody, and then they get hurt. I shouldn't trust anybody.
Yeah.
So,
it's tough, because he's supposed to kind of be a lone wolf character in the comics, he is.
Yeah.
But then it's an ensemble show, so
so it's like
you gotta kind of constantly be pulling him back into the the team dynamic, it's kind of the Batman thing of, like, you know, he'll argue that he should work alone, and then, but, you know, he surrounds himself with a bunch of teenage superheroes. Yeah. So, I, you know, what's that all about, right? the Lego Batman movie is actually all about that.
Really? So, oh, nice. Oh, yeah. Man, I still haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. You're not missing much.
Well, I kind of want to see it. I saw Logan.
Well, Logan you have to see. Yes. Logan's so good.
Yes.
But you can wait for
Lego Batman.
Blu-ray for Lego Batman. Good. It's not. I will. It was actually a little bit disappointing, I'll be honest. Yeah. It's not as good as the Lego movie.
Okay.
It's good not even know. Close.
Good to know. This is some wise Diggle words. Caring about other people, that makes you human.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Sort of. What is this being human's a luxury I might not have? What does that even mean?
Because he has to be something else.
Okay, is he going to turn into a monster next season?
I guess so.
Next season, he's just going to be just a giant rage monster, and he's going to start wearing, like, green spandex and...
growing a goatee. Stephen Amell said several years ago that if they make it to season 6, he'll show up on day 1 with the goatee.
Nice. That's awesome.
But his follow-up to that is that he doesn't know if they'll let him keep it.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he says that he's grown it before, but they've told him to shave it off.
Yeah, fair.
Just fast-forwarding through some commercials.
Makes sense.
Nice, so it's more a studio thing than it is a him thing.
Right. That makes sense, though.
Yeah, because I think it's hard for them to sell a leading man with a goatee. Especially with, like, a Robin Hood.
And it's the 7th.
Errol Flynn goatee.
When they get to the 6th season, definitely they could do something.
I think the audience is so small by the 6th season that, they like, just do whatever you want.
Exactly. And then you'll get good, like, returns, because people will be more invested if you hit a smaller audience, but you really, like, are true to it. It'll be good.
Yeah.
And I hope they do something
cool. Oh, iZombie is back in a couple weeks. I'm so excited.
Nice.
Comes back at the beginning of April.
Cool.
And...
stop.
We're back. That wasn't quite as bad as your early jump on the
That's true. The theme on, the, song. On the theme song. I loved that shot of the four of them just standing outside that building. Yeah. I thought that was cool. Like, where they're just, like, preparing.
I wonder, do you know where this is? Do you know what building this is?
No. It seems like the highway's out on the other side of that those hedges, though. But...
yeah. It's too close to the road to be part of the mental hospital.
Oh.
What's it called?
Wait, no. That probably is. What other building is that? That's crazy.
Yeah. But it's too close to the road, though, because Riverview's up the hill.
Yeah, that's
from the
true.
Highway, right?
And this doesn't look like Riverview inside, like the.
No, but it could be anywhere inside, right?
Yeah, but I mean, what is this?
I guess if you have Riverview for the day, you use
Riverview for the day. Yeah. It could be. There's another closed. There's actually a closed prison out in Burnaby or something.
Oh, you might be right. I think you're right. Yeah.
So it's probably that one.
It is. It's probably the one down off Canada Way.
Yeah. So look at those fake rocks fall. Look at them.
Rocks inside a building. rocks die, everybody's... rocks fall, everybody dies.
Yeah.
That's what... if you don't piss off the GM when you're... DM specifically, playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Nice. So anyways, they blew up a bomb. An incendiary device.
So Oliver checks this time. It's like, why wouldn't you check the first time? You have all this technology. You've got Mr. Terrific right there with his fair play jacket, and you're just busting down doors?
Well, I mean, they aren't. So they got 5 minutes or the whole... okay, I missed this earlier because I wondered why it was so, like...
important?
Yeah, that they were all going to die or whatever. So, makes sense. And then she was just sitting there, though. I don't understand, like, why you would get into the elevator. Like, obviously something bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. I just don't think they're going about this rescue very well. But who am I to criticize? I just get to sit back here and I don't have to do anything.
Amanda, how many people have you rescued from psychotic vigilantes?
Fair. I mean, I am low on my vigilante quota this year.
I've only rescued, like, 3 people from psychotic vigilantes, so I don't even have a leg to stand on in this argument. True. So
that's fair. I love that they're just sitting in there.
Yeah, they're just waiting.
So good.
She's so good.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something controversial. She's way better than Katie Cassidy.
Aw.
At this.
That is, I think Andy's not going to be your friend anymore.
I don't think Andy's going to be my friend anymore. I think she's better at being the
Black
sort
Mary.
Of snarky.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the... I think that Katie Cassidy and Stephen Amell had a certain dynamic that was really great.
For the Laurel and him dynamic.
For the Laurel and him dynamic. Yeah. But as they made her Black Canary, that kind of went away. And she was more... I don't know. The more I think about it, the more it kind of makes sense that they got rid of her. Because she was yet another Diggle type voice.
Right.
Of like, Oliver, don't be so hard on yourself.
Right, true.
Coming from like that loving, caring place.
Yeah.
And when you look at the comics, that's really not the relationship between Oliver and the Black Canary in the beginning.
Right.
That the relationship is a little bit more...
Yeah.
It's a little bit more antagonistic.
Yeah.
Where she's a little bit more like, come on, you're...
I do want to just point something out. This the moment where she comes in and he says you shouldn't be here, and you know he's gonna kill her.
Oh,
the first moment he sees her, he's like, okay.
Here's the problem, okay?
Yeah.
Oliver's so busy out fighting crime every night that he doesn't watch enough TV.
I know.
Know that the bad guy's gonna do this. We clearly sit here and study this stuff, so we know what he's gonna do. So what I'm saying is that because if Sisko were in this episode, let's say Sisko's back in the Arrow cave,
he would have
helping.
He would have been,
He would have been like, oh, don't let her go anywhere near him.
No, totally.
He is totally gonna kill her.
Yeah.
At which point he would have then thrown a knife across the room. But at least then somebody would have done something on the good guy's side.
Exactly. And especially the moment where he's like, did you tell the police? Like, get her out of there, Oliver.
Yeah.
Oh, I just don't. Whatever. Worst.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's just really annoying.
It is.
Whatever. You know, one day we should change roles with Ollie, see how well we do. We could probably rescue some people. Be some vigilanteing. Do some vigilante.
I just feel like it would be a lot of work physically, and considering we're both lying on the couch at the moment, I just don't think that we're cut out for that part of it.
You know what? I mean, I take your point. I hear you, and I will concede that.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yeah, so
perhaps we are not the best suited.
I'm all bark and no bite.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway, so they went back inside to. Help Ollie?
Or something? I guess so.
I want to know
who's fighting who right now. It's so hard to tell.
Yeah, Prometheus.
Who's winning?
Ollie.
That was a nice, sweet wrestling move.
That
though.
Was actually yeah.
That table smash.
Yeah.
So good. This, you know what? This episode's pretty great.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
I just upgraded it again from pretty good to pretty great. Because there wasn't a lot of action, but the action that we did get is really good. Other than the rocks.
And
there we go. There's the reveal that Talia is here. And so I'm confirming that right now. That's one of the poison arrow things.
Yeah.
Like what Ollie has, because it had the capsule on it.
Right.
Okay. That if you go all the way back to season one, you will see him use it, and then we see the plunger go.
Right.
Because it injects
the person. Is this Ollie's arrow or?
That's Ollie's.
Or Ollie's bow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Dun 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 dun. Fast forwarding through some commercials. We should do that from now on. We should just do our own soundtrack to
it. It'll be good. It'll encourage people to listen to us and not turn us off.
One of those commercials was for the Belko experiment, which is James Gunn's new movie.
James,
I don't know. I think
know
he just
James
produced
Gunn's.
It. I don't think he directed it.
Okay.
I think he just produced it, but it looks kind of cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool horror suspense movie.
Nice.
And we're back. Ding, the elevator opens.
They're all sitting in the elevator. Why is she just staring at these empty costume racks?
For dramatic effect. It is Felicity after all.
That's true.
She's gonna go out of her way to be dramatic.
Okay. Does Wild Dog wear that outfit? I feel like he always wears that.
Well, that's his costume.
I know, but
and it's when we got the backstory, we understand why. It's a tribute to his daughter.
It's true,
right?
But still, it's a
Oh yeah, he needs an upgrade.
Less of a costume than the other costumes.
My guess is that what's going to happen is they're all going to go away, because there's an episode coming up in a couple weeks called Disbanded. Yeah. At which point I think Oliver is going to send everybody away.
We could have figured out where it was if we just looked at those hockey things. Sorry. Anyways, carry on.
It was the roof that was making me think that it was the Coliseum.
That's a cool angle.
If it's not the Coliseum, where the heck is that?
This has got to be out in Burnaby or something. I don't know. They put some Russian flags up, but definitely.
It's not the Coliseum because it's not big enough. It's not big enough. The Coliseum's got like the tiers and stuff.
Yeah.
But man, where is that?
Some arena somewhere.
Yeah.
You know.
Enjoy
the very intuitive commentary this week.
What was I saying? I was saying that they're all going to leave.
Yeah.
And then I think they're all going to come back at the end of the season.
Oh, I didn't hear this duplicate. If you kill me, you'll just be killing yourself. That was a direct reference to
earlier. Yeah. To something that Prometheus said. Yeah. That Chase said. Yeah, when they come back, I think that they'll have new costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody will have new gear.
Right, because then they're like new people.
Except for Curtis, because Curtis already has his new gear.
Right, which is cool. And it's good. But this is, this is what makes him such a good bad guy, is when the bad guys can just be who they are and, get at you and, really dig deep.
Well,
like,
yeah, he just walks in. He's in the police department.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, what are you going to do? You can't do anything.
Yeah. And he's got this, concern. Anyways, why doesn't she just say it's him, though? Can't they arrest him?
He just said, like, I've got Oliver. If you want to see him alive, then you can't do anything to me.
Fair. Okay, and then this is Felicity. She just stormed out, basically, was like, I'm going to find him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so she's just there, and she's just like, I'm just using your resources.
Yeah.
And she's like, whatever, I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Yeah.
But I need this. Yeah, you have a lot of missing friends. It's true.
It's like she works with a vigilante or something.
Yeah, it's almost as if she's hanging out with the Green Arrow all the time, but you guys are an elite hacker organization. You already know that.
But that's what she wanted, like that little smirk that she gave.
Yeah.
Metal. They misspelled metal in the
subtitles.
Oh, look, he's in a jail. And he never learned how to escape from shackles. Apparently, is what Tali is saying.
Yeah.
How has he never learned how to escape from shackles, though, of all the different people who trained him?
Everybody knows that you just break your own thumb. Hasn't he done that before?
I think he's gotten out of shackles before. Like,
right? Or not break your thumb, but you dislocate your thumb in order to get out.
Something like that.
Yeah, because he did it this season in Russia to get out of the handcuffs in Russia, and then he had to do it in the present day as well.
I think I remember something like that. Yeah. So. I don't know, maybe these are special shackles. And here you
My friends will my find friends me, they're my strength. Strength. That's such a cheesy line,
of
but...
Of course it is.
Oh, wow. Member of the Power Rangers now, I guess.
I'm not interested in killing you. And I love that this is the thing, right? That he's not going to kill him.
Yeah.
That's not what he wants to do.
No, they just want to cause him pain.
Yeah. Which is going to be good. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily just about causing pain, but about discovering who you are. So I think he wants to try to turn him into something, right? So it's not necessarily that he's just going to torture him, but try to bend him to his will or something, or break him, or I don't know. It's going to be interesting. We're going to see. I don't know.
Maybe you're on the right track with the whole
that they want to
turning him into a monster,
because sort of they want him to admit that he's a monster to himself.
Yeah. So there we go.
That's at least my opinion.
That's an episode of Arrow. That was
That got progressively better as we watched it. I like those episodes where they can convince us that things
So are next good. Week, this is the next time, and all we see for next week is
torture.
The torture stuff. So that's why I say
And then a picture of a sun, right?
Yeah.
Anyways. The truth will set him free, is that what you said?
Yeah, but that's why I say next week's gonna be all flashbacks.
Because there's nothing going on there. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Which is fine. We need one flashback episode a week, or a season, so that'll be fine. We'll deal with it. Kind of want to know what the heck is going on in the flashbacks anyways. So
yeah, they need to progress that story a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of ground to cover, because by the end of the season, he has to end up back on the island.
Yeah, that's true.
So we have to figure out how to get there. But,
yeah. That's it. I think that's everything.
That's it. It's a quick episode. Yeah, it's a quick episode this week.
We haven't done one of these short and sweet ones in a while.
No, the thing is that, like, when it's good, there's less to talk about. When it's bad, there's more to talk about, right? So, so you know that it's actually a pretty good episode when there's not that much to say.
Yeah.
But,
Not to worry, we'll have stuff to
I
say.
I guess that's it, and we managed to get through it so far. I don't want to jinx myself, because we're not quite done. But Kara is still asleep, thankfully. Yeah, that's it for this week. Thank you guys for listening. As always, you can stay up to date with all the latest Arrow news by heading to quiverpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at quiverpodcast. Sorry, facebook.com/quiverpodcast. And on Twitter, at Quiver Podcast.
You can also follow us individually on Twitter. I'm at A Konkin, A-K-O-N-K-I-N. Add an 86 to that for Instagram.
And I'm at Arkwulf, A-R-K-W-U-L-F, on Twitter and Instagram and Tumblr and all that.
I actually just started reusing my Tumblr, too. But my Tumblr is not easy. It's Cyberspeak of a Theater Geek.
Which it's a terrible URL.
Terrible. Because I got it.
You know
a long
you can change
ago.
That, right?
I probably will.
Yeah.
I need to use it more. Anyways.
Tumblr's good.
Tumblr's good. I haven't used Tumblr in a while.
Of course, we're part of the Thunderquack Podcast Network. You can head to thunderquack.com to check out all the other awesome podcasts in the network. If you are enjoying Riverdale, then you should pop over and listen to Riverdale Gang.
You're enjoying Riverdale, aren't you?
I love Riverdale. I think it's fantastic. There's no episode this week, and I'm bummed. they took the week off.
Dare they?
Thunderquack.com. If you like what you hear, you can support us by heading to store.thunderquack.com, picking up some Quiver merchandise. We got a lot of cool shirts over there, specifically for Quiver fans. So you can buy one and wear it. And confuse the hell out of your friends. And then when they ask for an explanation, you can be like, well, this is my shirt from the podcast about a TV show based on a comic book.
Yes.
And then your friends will respect you way less, but you'll be cooler in our eyes. So that's what really matters. Store.thundercrack.com is how you can do that. You can get a t-shirt, you can get phone cases, you can get laptop sleeves, you can get like tote bags, pillows, scarves, duvet covers. I'm pretty sure the Quiver icon is in there as a duvet cover if you're so inclined to sleep with us wrapped around you.
That's a weird.
No, that'll sell at least one.
Yeah, there you go.
Probably to Andy.
No, remember, you guys aren't friends anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, then he can get one and burn it in effigy to commemorate the breaking of our friendship. Sorry, Andy. You can also support us by going to patreon.com/thunderquack. And chipping in over there, pledging your support, getting access to cool rewards like the Thunderquack Facebook group,
which is sweet.
Yeah, the exclusive Thunderquack podcast,
also sweet.
Yeah, which this month's podcast is going to be like right under the wire because it's going to be about Power Rangers, specifically the movie. But I'm bringing on two hardcore Power Rangers experts, and like, these guys are so hardcore that, like, they are super Sentai experts. Like, they are into the Japanese stuff.
Nice,
so,
nice.
These guys are gonna, like, they're gonna talk circles around me when it comes to Power Rangers, because I am a very casual Power Rangers fan.
I'm so stoked for the movie,
though.
Like,
the movie
as
looks,
a casual Power
like, it's gonna
Rangers
be so
fan,
much fun.
I'm excited.
It doesn't look, I don't want to say the word good. It doesn't look like it's gonna
it
be good.
It doesn't look good.
It might
but I'll
be
enjoy
good. It might end up actually being good.
I'll enjoy it regardless.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
the most important part. So I'm really excited about that, and I'm really excited about talking to Ben and Nate on the Thunderquack podcast all about it. So we're going to do basically like a spoiler cast, but we're also going to talk about Power Rangers in general. So,
nice.
If you want to hear that, then go to patreon.com/thunderquack, and a dollar gets you access to the exclusive podcast. And then we have other rewards as well that you can take a look at. But that's it for this week. Thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you next week for Capuchin, whatever it is. I'm sure they'll say it three times in the episode, so we'll know. But thanks for listening.
Stay sharp, Arrowheads.